The Senate is expected to vote this week on a measure that would make it harder for debtors to file for protection from their creditors. Business groups have spent millions of dollars lobbying for the bill. The House passed similar legislation earlier this month, and President Bush says he's willing to sign it into law. In December, President Clinton vetoed a similar bill, saying it would hurt ordinary people. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from the Capitol.
The way Senator Jeff Sessions describes it, the intent of this bankruptcy bill is simple.
And so it's my view, and I think a majority of Americans' view, that bankruptcy is a good thing, but if you can pay your debts back, you ought to pay them.
The Alabama senator contends that many Americans abuse the system, filing for bankruptcy just to find an easy escape from debt. The bill makes it harder to file for Chapter 7 bankruptcy, under which people often get their credit card debts or other obligations dissolved. People who could pay some of their debts would have to work out a payment plan. Yesterday, Senator Sessions told his colleagues the bill is good for debtors.
They will feel better about paying their debts. We don't need a legal system in America that suggests paying your debts isn't important. What does that do for us on a moral basis?
But while the concept sounds simple, the bankruptcy reform bill is 441 pages long. In that bill, many creditors try to gain advantage. Even the bill's supporters acknowledge that the vast majority of bankruptcy filers are not committing fraud. Most really can't pay their debts, which means that creditors face a scramble for the assets that remain. John McMickle is a former Senate staff member who worked on the bankruptcy bill for 3 years.
In most bankruptcy cases, there's not going to be enough money for everybody to get paid 100 cents on the dollar. So what you have to do is set up a pecking order so that you understand who's going to get paid first.
One provision tucked in the bill would move automakers up in the pecking order. Say you're bankrupt and you took out a car loan. Under current law, the court might reduce that loan as part of your bankruptcy settlement. But under the new bill, no matter how many other debts you have, a loan for a motor vehicle must be repaid in full. Philadelphia bankruptcy attorney Henry Summer says that's not fair.
It would also make it hard for a lot of people who save their homes from foreclosure because by having to pay more to car lenders and also a variety of other creditors, they might not have enough money left to save their homes from foreclosure.
The car loan provision appeared after a lobbying effort by the big three automakers in Detroit. According to one Republican source, Michigan Senator Spencer Abraham took up the automakers' cause. Republicans decided to give Abraham what he wanted because he was in a tough re-election fight. Although Abraham was eventually defeated, his provision remains in the bill. His spokesman did not return calls yesterday. Other lenders gained their own advantages. Major credit card companies have been lobbying for this bill since 1997. The bill would make it harder for consumers to escape their high-interest borrowing from MasterCard or Visa. Former Senate staffer John McMickle says business groups brought item after item to business-friendly senators.
The Washington state senators were concerned about doing something for Boeing. The Arizona senators were concerned about doing something for the condominium and cooperative owners because there are so many of those in Arizona.
McMickle says not every lobby got its way. Senators struggled to balance conflicting demands. Although it helps businesses, the bill would also make it easier to collect child support from a bankrupt parent. And McMickle supports the final result. He's now a private lawyer, lobbying Congress on behalf of shopping mall owners who got their own provision in the bill. Opponents charge that so many businesses got so many advantages that a truly needy debtor might be shut out. Bankruptcy attorney Henry Summer says consumers may be deterred from filing at all.
The benefits will be less. I mean, I'm not going to say that someone will get no benefit out of bankruptcy. Some of the creditors will not be paid. Ironically, many of them will be the mom-and-pop creditors who don't have the lawyers to go in and assert their rights.
A few smaller businesses did lobby for benefits of their own. Senate documents show the National Pawnbrokers Association hired a lobbying firm to gain its own provision. That provision says if you put your watch or your jewels in hock, the court will not protect those assets when you file for bankruptcy. The pawnbroker can go ahead and sell them. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Capitol.